Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Glory be to God. Oh, Father, please bless us today in our understanding. And, Lord, we have won. The faction election war has been won. It was won by you. Thank you so much, Lord, for being with us today. And this is going to be number 32. We're going to call this "The Storm Is Upon Us, But the Bride Is Protected, and the Harlot Is Destroyed." In this first revelation, we got from Claire Pinar, 7:12-20. And it's wonderful how all these show up at the right time, and we're so blessed with them. And an interesting theme in these revelations I'm going to share with you today is that they take place in a building or hotel that is made of glass or transparent, so to speak. And this is the spiritual place of safety, because the bride walks in holiness and transparency and clear vision. Because glass is not only for the light to come in, it's for the saints to see out. Some people are very blind and they don't know what's going on. So during times of tribulation, she has the Psalm 91 supernatural protection. Amen. And Claire said, "I dreamed I had just climbed out of a large pool with Julie," which means youthful and beautiful, "at a resort. We had been swimming laps underwater." Well, I just think the saints have been preparing and exercising under the living waters of God's Word. It's a spiritual baptism unto death, by submitting to the Word and to the authority of Jesus as we take up our cross to follow Him. Amen. "We were wet and our hair was dripping wet. We left our towels at the poolside to dry in the sun." And we'll call that SUN/SON, right? And Romans 6:4, "We were buried therefore with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." So this resurrection manifested in us is walking in the new life, right? "We walked towards the hotel/reception area and went straight to the drawing room." Well, the corporate bride body says in Psalm 1:4, "Draw me, we will run after thee." Draw me. That's an individual who represents a body, because it says, "We will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will make mention of thy love more than of wine. Rightly do they love thee." She said it was stylish, and we were sitting on old oak chairs that had green velvet upholstery. We had big bay windows all around us. And, of course, this represents the finished works of the cross. And sitting in the velvet green upholstery shows that we have dominion over the flesh life. 1 Peter 1:24. "All flesh is as grass," there's your green, right? "And all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. And the grass withereth, and the flower falleth." And in this case, sitting upon the grass represents having it under your dominion. As mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast, we're being surrounded by these big bay windows, represents the spiritual place of safety, because the bride walks in holiness and transparency and clear vision, so that during times of tribulation she has the Psalm 91, supernatural protection. Psalm 27 and 5 says this: "For in the day of trouble he will keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle will he hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock." Then a huge wind storm came up. Aha! This is the storm is upon us thing. It was a tree-bending, house-destroying kind of wind. Yes, and it will be, no matter what people say, thinking that it's all over. It's not. The storm is upon us. Trees in the Bible often represent people or kingdoms. And Father is going to stretch and bend many out of their complacent comfort zones. And this could incorporate the plagues released by the vaccine to judge the factious and the faithless. The rising of the anarchist army with the put down of Joe Biden and reinstatement of President Trump could bring about the destruction of houses of worship. And when it talks about the blowing houses away here, houses of worship that his people have trusted in for their salvation. Earthquakes, volcanoes, etc. Okay. And she said we could see it, and we knew it was time to fetch those towels from outside near the pool before they flew away. And I told Julie I'll go fetch hers too. And as I walked out of the drawing room, I saw a person who used to be a friend from university who was water skiing on the pool surface on a wakeboard. And she said, this is someone who is currently unsaved, and her name means princess, queen of the sea. Or I'm not sure, but this may be her interpretation, where queen of the sea here, princess. It sounds like she might represent the harlot who rides the beast in Revelation 17 and 3. And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Well, you know the harlot that sits upon many waters, Revelation 17, 15 through 18. The waters which thou sawest, where the harlot sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And verse 18 says, and the woman whom thou sawest is the great city, Babylon, of course, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The great city reigneth over the kings of the earth. And, you know, that's just for political purposes. Politicians usually, you know, cater to the religious crowd, you know, but really they don't like them. They just are putting up with them to get into office and keep their power and so on. And then when the time comes, they get rid of them, just like it does there in Revelation. I was filled with indignation, thinking, how would someone have so much arrogance? In a flash, she was taken up out of the pool by the wind. Okay. I don't know what happened to her. She's on the water, but not in it, showing off with water tricks, but not doing the works of faith. Okay. Well, Mystery Babylon, the mother of the harlots. Now, we're not saying that this is the timing of Revelation 17. We're just pointing out that there is at this time a harlot. And before the tribulation, this is what we're seeing now, before the Revelation 17 revelation, right? Then as I walked to the towels, there was a friend from my school days who was sitting at the edge of the pool, and she was hysterical. We used to go to Sunday school together. She kept on shouting, "We're all going to die. The wind is too strong. Oh no, who will save us? God doesn't heal anymore. Does he? Does he?" Somebody had given up on this, you know. And you know, I'm telling you, we're coming to a time when people need to know God's going to heal, and God has healed. This plague is going to wreak havoc. So this is an indication that the plagues will play a part in this storm, because they were looking for healing. And our little sister, which includes our loved ones that we are praying for, will finally be awakened from their worldly religious stupors by this storm that Father is sending upon the whole world to heal and harvest his elect in a great revival. Amen. I took her by the shoulders and said, "You have no idea what's going on. Follow me. Get up and follow me, and I will show you that God protects, provides, and heals." Yes, they're going to need to know this. Her name is of Hebrew origin and means God is gracious. I don't know if she did follow me in the dream. She seemed too overcome with fear, but I hope she did. Well, there are many who don't know what's really going on because they're led by the flesh and religion and not the spirit, or they watch the deep state media. They'll be taken by surprise when the storm starts wreaking havoc, and it's really started, but people aren't noticing it. But God's going to be gracious and merciful to them in their ignorance, and use the storm to wake them from their slumber. Others will be taken away, others who do not repent. And Claire said, "I picked up the towels and made a turn to get back to the drawing room. The wind was so strong, it was a wonder that I was walking upright. I could see Julie and Pat and Dave watching me out of the window, praying for me. And even though I could see the destructive force of the wind, I in no way felt pressured or scared or anxious. I enjoyed the wind on my face. It was cool and refreshing." Well, we can see, I think, that the First Fruits Bride Company will have supernatural protection during the storm, because she has already been through her tribulations. Psalm 91 and 8, "Only with thine eyes thou shalt behold and see the reward of the wicked." Then I walked in through the hotel reception door, and it became a tunnel. At first I thought there was a Tasmanian devil trying to bite me on my running shoes. This makes sense to her because of where she's from. You know, not too much to us. We don't run across Tasmanian devils very often. The Satanist faction beast will try to attack our walk by tempting us to get off the path. But in a tunnel, there's only one way. Yeah. She went on to say, "These animals have the strongest bite in the animal kingdom relative to their size, so I was a little worried. But then I thought, it's impossible to have a devil here." Then I peered closer at it, and it was a lion cub. Of course, everything means something in a dream like this, you know, a prophetic dream. Those who have borne the fruit of Satan will attempt to devour us, but Satan tempted Jesus and then gave up when he resisted with the word. 1 Peter 5:8-10 says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith. Some people don't know what faith is or how to use it, so it's very important that people listen to people that know what they're talking about in these days. Knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world, there it is, and the God of all grace, who called you unto his eternal glory in Christ, after that you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. Then Claire said, the cub was trying to bite me. I did not want to use my hands to push it away, as I thought, I need my hands. Then it bit my leg, and I got scared, but hardly any blood came out, and I saw its teeth were super small and pretty useless. Yeah, it was already a cub, so it was evidently shrinking. Psalm 58 and 6 says, break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. There it is. I started commanding it to leave in Jesus' name, saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Also, these came to mind that I was typing this up. Psalm 91 and 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent shalt thou trample underfoot. And James 4 and 7, be subject therefore unto God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. All words that are still very strong today. I received the following verses by faith at random when I woke up with my finger on, spread out his wings, in Jeremiah 49 and 22. And we're going to read it in context, Jeremiah 49, 20 through 22. Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Edom. Well, it was God who declared that since the seed of Edom, which is the children of Esau, like their father, factioned against their chosen brother Jacob, who was Israel, a type of the church, that he would bring Babylon to conquer them. Yes, he declared that. And continuing with the text, it says, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the inhabitants of Teman, which was the leadership of the faction in Edom. Surely they shall drag them away, even the little ones of the flock. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate over them. The earth trembleth at the noise of their fall. So, you know, many of you out there have people around you who are Edomites, and they chew on your leg. Yes, they do. Trying to make you fall. All right. And we put earthquake here, just as a note. Trembleth at the noise of their fall. There is a cry, the noise whereof is heard in the Red Sea. What's the Red Sea got to do with this? Well, it's another picture that God wants you to include in this, you know. And this is speaking about the Red Sea judgment, this context here. It's going to bring down Edom and free the people of God on the other side to have a 4th of July celebration. 22. Behold, he, that's God, by Babylon, shall come up and fly as the eagle. There you have it. Babylon was called the great eagle in Ezekiel 17. So God is using Babylon. And spread out his wings against Bozrah. So God is using Babylon to spread out his wings over Bozrah, which is the sheepfold. That's what Bozrah means. Of Edom and their faction. And I'm talking faction here both in the church and in state. Okay. And the heart of the mighty men of Edom at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Mm-hmm. Yep, there won't be anything they can do about it. And their sentence has been spoken. But in summary, God is directing the wrath of the Babylonian deep state faction in the government against the faction and apostates in the church. Zechariah 14 and 3. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. How did God fight in the day of battle? Well, he turned the enemy against the enemy, specifically. In effect, God will use the weapons of Babylon, but God will direct them on the faction and the apostate leaders in the church. They, for instance, they don't have any protection against what's coming. They have no faith because they're totally walking in the flesh. And so they can't be protected against a plague that is many plagues actually in one. And he will split the factions against each other and destroy them both in a Red Sea judgment. Amen. Okay, in this next revelation we called Bride Intercedes for Protection and Deliverance of God's Elect. And this is also Claire Pinar. And she got this on 3:17:21 and 3:19:21. I dreamed I was in a big hotel, and I was looking out at the sidewalk below. Well, a hotel is a description of God's temple. Ephesians 2:21 and 22 says, in whom each several building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord. So you see, everybody's house is all joined together in a hotel, you know, into one building. In whom you also were builded together for a habitation of God in the Spirit. And Claire said, the outside was completely gray and was built up by concrete. The inside of the hotel was fresh, light, and had ceiling to the floor glass window panes. There it is again, the connection and the thread that runs through all this. It was very stylish. Rion and I walked out of the hotel. I was in a white robe, but I don't remember what Rion was wearing. Well, the bride is dressed in the righteous acts of the saints, Revelation 19 and 8, and it was given unto her that she should array herself in fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. I then saw a drug addict outside the hotel or house. A drug addict represents someone who does not see things the way they are, but are out of touch with reality, like a lot of people who are immature in the Lord. Many people right now are not understanding what is going on in the world because they're shooting up with the deep state media garbage. They think Biden is really in office and don't know that President Trump is about to return and be the president of the restored republic. They don't know of the war that is going on under their noses. She looked or seemed like one of my children or close friends. It's true, a lot of our family, as you know, they say, what? What are you talking about, man? I just watched on the news. In fact, it was Micah, my oldest daughter, as a young adult. Micah means who is like God, because God sees the end from the beginning in all of his elect. He is never viewing us as our current state while he's completing his work in us. And he's creating sons who are in the image of his son. And also, the great awakening is coming to cure many of their depression about where they see the country going. And it does look bad. Don't look. look at the promise. And you can make your own promise. All you got to do is ask and believe you have received. And there you have it. You have a promise, you see. While I looked at her, I never stopped praying. I rebuked and did warfare and told the demons around her to go. And, of course, we can use this on our same relatives, friends, whoever we're believing for, you know. She was really weak, and her arms were filled with holes where the needles for her drug habit had punctured her. Yeah, they don't know they got a drug habit, you know. The demons are being sent out by the deep state media to pervert the thinking of many, just as the Satanists and the witches are warring against the Christians. The bride intercedes for the people of God, just as Queen Esther did before the king. The awakening is upon us to show that we have been slaves in Egypt to the deep state elite, and we're now being freed with the coming restoration of Cyrus Trump and the economy. And Joe Biden was allowed to show the poor communists who have been trained to be so in our colleges what it's like to live under a communist president and the results of an economy that fails because of this. It's in itself, this has been an awakening for them. And everything has doubled in price, notice. And now Trump comes back into office and saves the economy, and many of these people are converted. And while the deep state realizes that Trump is going to send the military to arrest them and try them, and in many cases execute them, so they make war to save their lives, but the opposite happens when they lose. Amen. And Claire said, I said to her, you need to want to stop. In other words, taking your drugs, right? And then you'll have the strength from God to stop. You can't go in with us until this stops. In other words, you can't go into the place of the bride. You can't go into the place of safety. So you have to get out of your delusion. I did not say much else, but I remember praying in the spirit in my dream and being united with Rian in this directive. Well, we know the first fruits, man, child, and bride, will show the little sister the way to purity and sanctification through their example. Amen. There was another girl to Micah's left who also had blonde hair and was slender in build. However, she was very dirty and had two big black men with her like bodyguards. She did not want to stop. She was proud of her habit and boasted of being a drug addict. Well, liberal leftists are always spiritual drug addicts, you know. And she said that she didn't need Jesus. I bound the black men, whom I believe represent demons, and told them that they could not go near my daughter and that they were not to touch her at all. And it would do good if we would do such a thing too. Satan often fashions himself as an angel of light to deceive people and lead them astray. And 2 Corinthians 11:3-15 says this, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashions himself into an angel of light. It is no great thing, therefore, if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Yes, and there are many ministers of righteousness out there who fit this demonic pattern. I walked in and out of the hotel 4 times, checking on Micah each time and praying for her always. The second time, she was lying on the sidewalk. The third time, she was standing up but looking so very weak. The fourth time, she was up, full of energy and a smile, and said, I'm delivered. I'm clean. I can go in with you now. Amen. Glory to God. So keep on praying. Keep on believing, folks. Thank you. Biden's demonstration of what happens when you have a liberal communist as a president is cursing many. Many are leaving the Democrat Party and saying they wish they had never voted for Biden. What a blessing he is. He's showing everybody a very valuable lesson. And it was planned. You'll find that out soon. It was at the final prayer that she stopped, gave it all up, and went with Rian and I inside the hotel. She knew Jesus the whole time, but it seems that she could not stop the negative effects of the habit until she had received more faith from God. So, regardless of what you might think, there are people who are not in the hotel. They are not in the kingdom of God. Because they're not walking there, talking there, thinking there, etc. Hope was gone, and now it will be restored that God knows what he is doing. Then I woke up. I had this dream 3 or 4 times in one night in a loop. That's usually a pretty good sign. It's going to come to pass, according to Joseph, right? I received this verse by faith at random, Jeremiah 49:19. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation. For I will suddenly make them run away from it. Well, watch and see. The enemy is going to quickly lose this war and run for their lives. And it goes on to say, whoso is chosen, President Trump and the man-child reformers are chosen, him will I appoint over it. For who is like me, and who will appoint me a time, and who is the shepherd that will stand before me? And of course, what he's saying here is these false shepherds, these angels of light, you know, so to speak, fashioned that way, made to look like a minister of righteousness, you know, they're not going to stand before the Lord. The Lord has to remove them and their respect from the people so that they go to look elsewhere. They have to go and look for the truth. Otherwise, they falsely suspect that their shepherd is telling them the truth. They've got to realize that they don't know what they're doing. They're blind as bats, and they can't tell the truth. They only speak things that would build them up, give them authority over the people, and so on. Continue getting the admiration of the people and the respect of the people, which is nothing but idolatry because they're not speaking for the Lord. Then, two nights later, on 3/19/21, I dreamed I was in the same hotel again. But this time, I was in a boardroom, and there was a big meeting going on. And on one side were all the local UBMers, and on the other side were all the international UBMers, of which, of course, she and her husband are in this group. I was also seated with them. And Joe Britz and Mike from Sweden were there among us. These are some folks that join us by Zoom in meetings. In the front, David Eales was talking about the man-child and the end times. I turned to Rian and he said, you need to ask David about your dream about Micah. I replied and said, maybe Micah is a type of the little sister. Yeah. I went up to David after he finished talking, and I told him the entire dream, just as I have typed above. And I asked him, is this dream a warning about my Micah? And he said, yes, it is a grave and pertinent warning. You're going to have to pray. Ask Michael to pray and intercede for you. And Michael is running those Zoom meetings, you know, with people from different parts of the world. And ask him to fast for Micah. Well, you know, we're looking at this as the little sister, as somebody who needs encouragement, who needs someone to pray for them, etc. So we have to pray for those who have been deceived by the false prophet media and their witchcraft. We have to pray for them. And this is what the warning is right here that we're looking at. It's a grave and pertinent warning. So, you know, pray for those people that you've been believing for. Don't get discouraged by what you see and what they believe and their drug addict because they're partaking of stuff that makes them delusional. Don't worry about that. Just keep on walking by faith. Notice that she prayed for her four times, you know, and the fourth time was the end. It got better every time. She got better every time. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Don't get discouraged. Don't get depressed because they're leftist trained in whatever by some college that's, you know, turned them into communists. You know, don't worry about all that. Just keep on believing and keep on thanking God. He is giving demonstrations out there. And these demonstrations are having effects on people. While you pray for them and God gives those demonstrations, keep on believing. Keep on keeping on, right? Amen. And she said, David was walking around with me as if to show me a table of the boardroom or something. Well, this reminds me of Timothy Dixon's revelation of Justice John Roberts and how God is going to turn the tables on all the wicked schemes and plans of the enemy to keep God's elect in bondage to the beast system. Yeah. Then I was getting ready for an event, and the scene changed, and many other women were going up and down on escalators trying to get ready. Yeah, they're waiting too late to start doing this, obviously. They all looked very tardy and smutty and were wearing black. In other words, their actions were not the actions of one who walks in the light, right? I sped past them on the escalator, and I felt myself gaining tremendous momentum. Yes, the bride is going to be the bride and be proven to be the bride and be chosen to be the bride, because this is what's happening. They're speeding past all these people. I knew I was wearing white, and right before I hit the end of the escalator at the bottom, I swerved up, and I was traveling through the air. And then I woke up. Well, the bride's getting ready for the 7-year marriage feast as she overcomes the earthly life. And this passing up these other people, you know, when I first came out of the Pentecostal church many, many years ago, we had associations in there, people that we loved and so on. And we had a dream, and the dream was that there was a door that we needed to go through. And these people who were not traveling with us but staying with the religion, they were on both sides of the path, and actually they just backed away from the path. And we walked right between them and went through the door. And we've experienced having gone through the door ever since. And praise be to God. So, you know, we do pass some people up. This is a contest to see who is going to be the bride of the king, just like in the book of Esther. Amen. This is a test. Act like it's a test. And Claire said, I asked God for a verse by faith at random and received John 19:4. And Pilate went out again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him out to you that you may know that I find no crime in him. Of course, even the world would find no crime in Jesus. And today, the same thing, the man-child ministry and the saints of God, God would find no crime. It makes no difference to the religious leftists. They're going to persecute them anyway. That's their nature. It's what they were called to do, right? Job was persecuted by these three guys, you know, who were full of faction, falsely accusing him. But in the end, everything was topsy-turvy. God proved who was who. God chastened them. God freed him, multiplied him, blessed him. Yes. Yes, it's a test. Okay. This is supernatural protection from the plague or storm. Joe Britz. And he got this on 3/13/21. When I listened to the Wednesday Bible Studies revelation of Linda Courtney about the 3 days of darkness, it reminded me of the dream I had on Saturday, the 13th of March, 2021. I dreamed I was standing in a building. It seemed that all the walls were glass. There it is again. This is the third dream of the glass all around, which means the bride will have discernment of what is happening around her, right? I could see all around me, Joe said. Then I said to somebody, look at that. It's Black Death. As we have seen, the plague is part of the storm which the deep state has sown through their vaccine. And Joe went on to say, it looks like a massive sandstorm was quickly moving towards us. It covered everything. You see the very like themes of these all these revelations coming together here. It covered everything, but it was black. And I'm not sure how to describe it. It looked like lots of black curled hairs. In other words, this is a storm that causes confusion. That's what the curly hair represents. As it moved over us, I said, I am covered and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I could see that all the people around me were dead. And that was the end of the dream. Dead. Psalm 91:4-8. He will cover thee with his pinions, and under his wings shalt thou take refuge. His truth is a shield and a buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. See, there's pestilence and then there's destruction. Okay. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, don't let anybody fool you. It's not over. There's judgment coming. Don't let anybody fool you. Trump's going back into office. Okay. Much rather see him in office than one of these leftists when something like this happens. Guess what you're going to get then under the cloak of darkness, right? Okay. The verse I received by faith at random was Numbers 29, 5 through 6. And one he-goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon and the meal offering thereof, and the continual burnt offering and the meal offering thereof, and their drink offerings according unto their ordinance, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Well, you know, Jesus bore the sins of the goats. There's the goat offering, as our sin offering. And his blood saves us from all evil. And our sacrifices of flesh unto him are going to be heard and accepted and appreciated. Okay? Okay. Here's we'll call it the Red Sea Judgment and Protection from the Plague. And this is Marie Kelton. And this was 319.21 and 322.21. On 3/19/21, during the Friday evening meeting, I had a vision of a muddy grass area that had pools of water on it. The water that looked light red and cloudy. I saw a stream of water going down a cliff which led to a city that was flooded. Most of the city was covered by the flood. And I knew in the vision that more water was coming to flood the city. I believe this is the Red Sea Judgment. And it's on Babylon and Egypt. Then on 3/22/21, during the Monday evening prayer meeting, I had an open vision of a Dementor against the wall. This is a demonic creature from the Harry Potter series, she says. It flew towards me and landed and turned into the Grim Reaper. Well, could the Dementor be the first edition of the COVID-19 plague, and it turning into the Grim Reaper be the vaccine that will cause much more injury and death as a greater plague? I believe so. Then Jesus came and was to my right. He had a robe in his hand, and he lassoed it around the Grim Reaper and pulled it towards the right. And as he began walking in that direction, I saw this vision multiple times. So guess what? The Lord's got the Grim Reaper on a rope. Does that sound anything like the Passover when he had the destroyer on a leash, so to speak? Well, this revelation reminds me of Wonder Woman's lasso of truth. The truth of the Word, Jesus Christ, is what sets us free from death. And also, I believe that the Lord will expose this deception and plan of the enemy to destroy God's elect. And pulling the country back to the right is what is happening. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Thank you, Lord, that you're opening eyes with all of this craziness out there. And she said, the verse that came to me when I saw the Lord lasso and pull the Grim Reaper was Revelation 1:18. And the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of Hades. And I heard he overcame death. So Jesus delivered us from the plague by the Passover. He is the Lamb of the Word that we must eat in order to escape the plague. And I point you to the front page of our website, where we have there God's vaccine. People need to study and understand those things to be prepared for what's coming. Then a little later at this same meeting, the Lord gave me another open vision. I saw a huge open scroll, and the Lord had a quill in his hand. Jesus was writing on this scroll in gold ink. I also saw this multiple times. And this reminds me of Timothy Dixon's revelation of the 45th president honors the Constitution. The founding fathers were signing the Constitution with a special quill pen. And when President Trump came up, they handed the special pen to him. At this point, his power was reinstated. The verse I was reminded of for this vision was Ezekiel 2, 8 and 10. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that which I give thee. And verse 10, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there were written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. And 3 and 1, and he said unto me, son of man, eat that which thou findest, eat this roll, and go and speak unto the house of Israel. Well, there are still a lot of people speaking false things out there. They're not hearing from God. And they're either speaking peace at the wrong time, or they're speaking total destruction, or they're, you know, whatever. But they're not hearing from God. And they're criticizing those that are hearing from God. And these revelations that we're sharing have been confirmed over and over and over and over and over and over, you know. And so, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you, those who seek for truth will find truth. And those who seek to be somebody when they don't know anything will seek to lead people astray, as they always have, discourage people or whatever, accuse us of trying to give false comfort to people. Well, you know what? Even if you're going through a storm, you need comfort. What are you talking about, false comfort? Of course, they're mostly meaning the fact that they don't believe President Trump's coming back, but they will be proven wrong. And then people know who to listen to from then on, right? Some will be corrected. Some will repent and will have a useful place in God's kingdom and help the elect of God. Others, they're just going to continue to go on deceiving. So, Father, we thank you. We ask, Lord, that all of your elect have their eyes opened. Lord, give them dreams, visions, prophecies, words from God, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. Open the eyes of your people. Open the eyes of the elect, of their leadership. We know that you hid these things from the wise and prudent, and you are revealing them unto babes. And that's your pleasure, Lord. And so we're finding out who the babes are. And thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy towards us. It seems that more and more people are standing up and sharing their revelations concerning the return of soundness to the government and the failure of the factions to bring us back into captivity. Pharaoh had turned the people of God free. He had realized he had lost. But his sudden loss made him get greedy again and seek to go after the children of God again. And that was a fatal mistake. He was taken down at the Red Sea, as will the deep state and the faction in the church that will be taken down. Lord, your wisdom is so awesome. You are opening people's eyes through everything that's happening. Everything. And it's all good. We know you work all things together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. We know what your word says, and we thank you so much, Lord, for what you're doing. And we ask you for that little sister, Lord, that you will open their eyes, these people that we have prayed for, open their eyes to see and understand that what's been told to them is correct and is true, and they're watching it come to pass. They've even watched several things come to pass that people have told them was going to happen. So they and yet along the way, they're walking by sight, drags them down, drags them right back into the trap of Satan. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let them realize that they can walk by faith in you and that what Jesus said is true. All things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. So therefore, these people who did pray, but are not believing, they have received. And they're false prophets, or at least they're the ones who are speaking false things, are walking by sight, and they're not believing that they have received. And Lord, the reason Trump did take the presidency is because a people who walked by faith, prayed for it, and believed it. And now the same thing has to happen again. And so we've had the first demonstration, and it's time for people to pay attention to the first demonstration and continue to walk by faith and confess and believe that the Lord has done this thing. You believe you have received, literally in the Greek, received. So, Lord, thank you. You said do this with everything we pray for. And it saves you so much thinking you're going to be heard for your much speaking. It saves so much speaking to just believe. Then you're free to apply this to the next situation and to the next situation. Lord, let the righteous live from faith as you taught. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing. Amen.